Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Ksuvas daf Tesvav. We left off daf Yadalam and Abayz at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha. We thank him very much for the sponsorship, and the learning should be in Aliyas Neshama for Dr. Landerer's mother. Today we're going to complete and we're going to conclude the first perek of Meseches Ksuvas. We're going to have one Mishnah that we're going to cover today, and the Mishnah is going to talk about basically the concept of rov, or two concepts. Number one, the concept of rov, and number two, the concept of kol kavua kamechza al mechza. And we're going to discuss those concepts in the context of a young girl who was violated by somebody, and whether or not the girl is going to be roi to kahuna, and what's going to happen with her status is going to depend on whether most of the people around her are ksherim or whether most of the people around her are psulim. And we're going to then say that in the case of yichus, and when it comes to yuchs, and when it comes to determining whether the woman is going to be kosher to marry a kohen even after she was violated, or if she's going to be pasul to marry a kohen, we're going to talk about the maila of yichus, whether or not by yichus we may in fact need a double rove, whether a single rove is going to be enough, or whether we need a double rove. So again, very fundamental sugya today about rove and kol kavua kamechza al mechza, and that will take us to the end of the first parak, and then in the second parak we're going to have a bunch of blot about the concept of a pesha asar, hu a pesha hiter, which is also a very fundamental shas concept. We'll discuss that tomorrow, God willing, and on. So first today, all about rov and kol kavua. So says the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Daled Amud Beis. So Amar Rav Yosi, Maisa Bitinokas, there was a Maisa with a young girl, she yarda lamalos mayim and ayin, she went to fill up a water pail, Venensa, and somebody took advantage of her, somebody raped her. So Amar Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, says Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, im rov anshei yir masiyim l'kuhuna, if most of the people in the city are not pasul for kahuna, meaning that they are going to be ksherim, if most of the people in the ear are kosher, harezu tinase l'kuhuna, then this woman as well is fit to marry a kohen. In other words, if most of the people in the city are ksherim, then this girl is fit to marry a kohen, because we follow the rove. So first of all, when it says if rove of the people in the city can be married, are Messi and Lacuna, which we touched up, are not Pasul Lacuna, if most of the people in the city are Ksherim, so Rabbi Kiva Eger explains that we need the rove except exclusive of this guy who actually violated the girl. Because if it's rove of the people, because he knows that he, I'm sorry, we need a rove exclusive of the guy later who wants to marry the girl. Because the guy who wants to marry the girl knows that he's not the lowlife who raped her. So if there's only a one-person rove, and that rove includes the one who wants to marry the girl, we don't really have a rove, because that guy knows to take himself out of the rove, because he knows he didn't rape the girl, and therefore what's left is a 50-50, and then it's mechza al mechza, we don't have a rove. So in other words, we need, aside from the guy who later wants to marry her, if rove of the city wants to, in other words, if there's 101 people in the city, and the guy who wants to marry her is the 101st guy, he knows that he didn't do it, and of the 100 remaining, we have 51-49 rove, then fine, then she's going to be fit to marry a kohen, because we are going to follow a rove. And Tosfos explains, and we're going to see this a little bit explained more in the Gemara, that this Gemara is going even according to Rabbi Gamliel. Now Rabbi Gamliel, who we've been seeing in the Mishnayos for the past couple of days, always says that when we believe the woman to allow her to get remarried or to get married to a kohen, whenever we believe a woman about her status, whether she's divorced, whether the husband died, whether when she was taken captive, if anybody violated her, we're always believing her because she has a tainas bari. Because if fundamental to Rabbi Gamliel Shita is that the girl has to have a tainas bari, over here the girl doesn't have a tainas bari because the girl is a young girl. She was raped as she was going to the stream to fill up water. She doesn't know whether the guy who raped her is kosher l'kahuna or not. So we don't have a Tainas Bari here, so why in the world are we believing, why in the world would we follow the Rove? So Tosfos explains, and we're going to see in the Gemara, that even Rav Gamliel would say that the girl is kosher, that the woman is kosher, even without a Tainas Bari, when there's a double Rove. Why is there a double Rove? We have to see in the Gemara why there's a double Rove. But just take for granted for now. Tosfos says that this is a case of a double Rove. That's like a super Rove. So when you have a super Rove, we're going to say that the woman is kosher, even if she doesn't have a Tainas Bari, even if she doesn't have a Migo, like we've been seeing in prior Dafim. Okay, so says the Gemara, again, fundamental principle in the Mishnah is that if Rove of the people in the city are kosher, then she's going to be Kshera Likahuna, because we're going to follow the Rove. So says the Gemara, Amar Le Rava Le Rav Nachman, said Rava to Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Damar Kaman. Who does Rav Yochanan ben Nuri hold like? Ika Rav Gamliel, if we hold like Rav Gamliel, Afila Barov Sulim Nami Machshir. Rav Gamliel is going to say that she is kosher, even if most of the people in the city are pasul. Why? And we saw this a couple of days ago. We said Rav Gamliel ledivrei machshir, he's machshir even if Rav Psulim, ledivrei posel, he's posel even if Rav Ksherim. Why would Rav Gamliel be machshir even if Rav Var Psulim? Because Rav Gamliel is going to be somech on her chazaka. So we're still going to follow a chazaka. If we could couple it with a Tainas Bari, we're going to see. Again, Rabbi Gamliel will require a Tainas Bari, but if she says, I know for a fact that the guy who violated me is a Kohen, or pretends to be a Kohen, or is an upstanding Jew, not an upstanding Jew, but if he's a regular Jewish person, she says, I know that for a fact. So her Tainas Bari, coupled with a Chazaka, because before the rape, she was definitely fit for the Kuna, because she was a regular Bas Yisrael. So Rabbi Gamliel should believe her, and Rav Gamliel should say that she is going to be Kshera L'Kahuna even if there is no Rove. So it's not dependent on Rove. It's dependent on her Taina plus a Chazaka. And says the Gemara, it's two lines up from the bottom, Ik Rabbi Yeshua, and if we're holding like Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua is the one who said in the previous Mishnayis that we don't believe her, then Afilu Barov Ksherim Nami Pasul. Then even if most of the people in the city are kosher, she is going to be pasul, because we've already established that they hold their Shitos regardless of what's going on around us. Rav Gamliel is going to say kosher even if most of the people are pasul, and rather mutter even if most of the people are pasul. Rabbi Shua is going to say usur even if most of the people are kosher. So how do we explain this? So Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. This is what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, that really we follow like, we hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that we're not going to follow a chazaka even if there is a rove over here. However, Bikronos shel Tzipori haya maisa. The maisa was with the wagons of Tzipori. What does it mean, the wagons of Tzipori? What the wagons of Tzipori means, Rashi explains, is Bioma Shuk, Sesios Vishayaros Mimokum Acher Bo Shum. Ah. So there were other caravans that came there. So what the Gemara is explaining now is we have a double rove. So not only do we have that rove of the people in the city are kosher, we also have rove of the passers-by who may have been in the city. Most of the non-residents are also kosher. So over here, we're going to have a double rove. It's rove b'nei ha'ir, rove holchei drachim. Therefore, we're going to say that this girl is fit for the kahuna. Uchid Rave Ami, top line on Tezvav Amin Aleph, and it's like Ravami. Dem Ravami, v'ushaisa siyua shel b'nei adam, ksherim overin overes l'sham. And the case that we're discussing is where there was a large group of people who were ksherim, passing by. Again, that creates a double rove. Rove of the people in the city, rove of the passers-by, uchid Rav Yanai, dam Rav Yanai, neveles bekronos kshera l'kuhuna. It's if she was neveles at the time of the kronos shel Tzipori, at the time where there were passers-by in the city, where there were outsiders coming into the city, her also kosher, that's when she's going to be kshera l'kuhuna. Says the Gemara, bekronos al kadaitach, that the only time that this girl is going to be kshera l'kuhuna is if she's raped on a wagon. What the heck does that have to do with anything? Says the Gemara, no, you're being way too literal. Not Bikronos, it's Elenevelas Bishas Kronos, Kshera L'Kuhuna. If she's Neveles Bishas Kronos, when there are passers-by coming through the city, so not only do we have the rove of the people in the city, but we also have the rove of the passers-by, that's when she's going to be Kshera L'Kuhuna. However, aval piresh echad made tzipori yubal, if one person from tzipori without the passersby involved, if one person from tzipori was poresh from tzipori, he left tzipori, he was baler at the ayin, at the spring, havlad shtuki, the vlad is going to be a shtuki, because there's only now one rove, again, because the only time we say that she's kshera l'kahuna is when we can be mitzaref one rove to the next, rove anshia ir, rove holchei drachim, if there are no holchei drachim, and we're only dealing with one rove at play, with rove of the people in the city, because somebody from the city went and raped her, then she is not going to be kshera l'kahuna. And the vlad is going to be a shtuki, not of pristine lineage. Kiha the chiasa ravdimi amarziri amaravchanina varmila amarziri amaravchanina holchinacha rove ir vein holchinacha rove sia, that we follow the rove ir but we don't follow the rove of the passersby. Says the Gemara klape laya hani naidi v'haidi kavi. That's totally backwards, that we're going to follow the rove in the city and not the rove of the passersby. Why? Because this is our introduction into what we're going to discuss for the rest of the daf, that there is a concept of kol de parish, meruba parish. If you find something that used to be part of a group and then it's separated from the group, we have license to assume that what was separated from the group was one of the rove, was one of the majority. There's another concept of kol kavua kemechza al mechza. If you have something that's not separated, but that's sitting right there, then anything that's kavua, if it's not a case of parish, if it's not a case where something is separated from a group, if you're going to take the group as a whole, that's kemechza al mechza, we're not going to follow rove, so it's considered to be a 50-50. So if you're telling me that we follow rove of the people in the city, but not rove of the passersby, that makes no sense, because it is contradictory to this fundamental principle. The people in the city are kavua. The passersby are poresh. They're poresh from their place. They're on the way. They're on the derech. They're moving. So I should follow the rove of the passersby and not the rove of the city, because the passersby are kol deparish meruba parish. The city people, the city folk, are kol kavua kemechza al mechza. So it should be just the opposite. So that's why we say in the strong term, klape laya, hani naidi v'haini kavi, v'kaimelon, kavi v'kaime. Ella, what it means to say is as follows. Hochinacha rov ha'ir, v'hu de'ika rov siya bahada. That we follow the rove ear only when we also have a rove of passersby, because again, what we need is a double rove. So when we kabim mitstaref the rove of passersby with the rove of city people, now we've created our double rove. That's when she's going to be ksheira lekahuna. The ein olchenacha rove ear grey dasa below acha rove sia grey dasa. And either of these roves alone, we're not going to follow. Fundamental principle, we need a double rove. A single rove is not going to be enough. Says the Gemara, my taima, what's the reason? Why wouldn't I follow rove sia or rove ear? Because gzera rove sia atu rove ear. Because I can't follow the rove of the passersby, lest I also come to follow a single rove of the city. Now, why can't I follow the single rove of the city? So this we already alluded to, Varova Yernami, Idaka Azli Inu Lagaba, if they go to her, Kol de Parish Meruba Parish. Lotzricha, so then it's a case of Kol de Parish Meruba Parish, so why can't we follow the rove in the city? Lotzricha de Kazla Ihi Lagabayu, because they're not going to her, they're not being Poresh from the group, she's coming to them. When she's coming to the city, then it's a case, tavile kavua, because then that's kavua, v'amar rav zera, kol kavua, kemechza al mechza dummy. That anytime we have a kavua, it's like a 50-50, and we are not going to follow, and we are not going to follow a rove. Tosfos over here says that that even in the city, it's not considered to be kavua, because all of these people live in the city. But that's like saying that anybody who's like right now moving around the five towns is like kavua, because they're in their hometown. That doesn't make sense. The five towns is big. Anybody in Manhattan is like kavua. That doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos says, no. What it means is she obviously went to somebody's house. And in somebody's house, that guy's going to have the status of a kavua. But if these city people are even walking around their city, that also has a din of parish, and then we're going to apply the principle of kol de parish, meruba parish. But we're talking about a case where she goes to somebody's house, and therefore it's like kavua, and it's going to be kol kavua kamechza al mechza. So again, the fundamental principle until this point in the daf is that the only way we are going to say that she's kosher l'kahuna, the only way for yichus we're going to say that she is kosher, is if we have a double rove, the rove of the people in the city combined with the rove of the people who are passing by. Says the Gemara, Omim v'inan trei rubei, do we really need a double rove? V'atanya, but we learn in a braisa, teisha chanuyos, if we have nine stores, famous shas case, kulan mochros basar shchuta, nine of them sell kosher meat, v'achas mocheres basar nevela, one of them says, one of them sells treif meat, v'lokach me'achas me'en v'ne'a de'amai, may zeman lakach, and you buy meat from one of them, but you don't know from which one you bought, Sveiko Asur, the Safek is going to be Asur because this is a case where you bought from one of the stores, you went to one of the stores, you bought it, you forgot which store you bought from. However, that's a case of Kol Kavua Kamechza Almechza Dami. The meat was Kavua, the meat was in the store that you bought it from, and therefore that's going to be Kamechza Almechza. Ubenimtza, however, if the meat was found in the street, Halach Achara Rov, we are going to follow the Rov. Even though there's only a single rove, we're going to say the meat is kosher, even though there's only a single rove. So how could you tell me that there's a double rove? Over here, there's only a single rove. So if you want to say that maybe the gates in the city are not shut, the ka'asi la ruba me'alma, so not only are the majority of stores in this town kosher, but the majority of meat in the world, if you can imagine such a thing, is also kosher. But Rav Zeira said that this case of Holchin Achar Arov, the famous case of Tesha Chanuyos, applies even where the gates of the city are null. So there's only one rove at play. The only rove at play are the butcher stores in the city. So we're going to follow even one rove and say that the meat is kosher. So why are you telling me in our Mishnah we require two roves? I see that there's only one rove, and one rove is good enough. Says the Gemara, Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin. You're right, it's a special Ma'ala B'Yuchsin. Ordinarily speaking, halachically, we follow even a single rove. B'Yuchsin, you want to say that this woman is kosher to marry a Kohen? We're going to require application of a double rove. Okay, says the Gemara now, Gufa, Amar Rav Zeira, Kol Kavua Kamechza Almechza Dami, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. So Kol Kavua is Kamechza Almechza, whether it's Lekula or lechumra. And so, in other words, what we're basically saying is that because the concept of kol kavua kamechza almechza is a din d'oraisa, we'll see in the Gemara how it's a din d'oraisa, we're going to apply the principle even lekula. Masha'ein kein, if it was a din midrabanan, we would have license to apply it only lechumra, but we wouldn't have license to apply it lekula. The Rishonim ask Akasha, that what we've said is that there is a principle of kol kavua kamechza almechza. The problem is, where do we learn the halacha of rov from? So we learn the halacha of rov from Sanhedrin. The pasuk tells us, achrei rabim lahatos. The Sanhedrin is doing what? The Sanhedrin is sitting in place. So if the Sanhedrin is sitting in place, why in the world are we allowed to say that we're applying the principle of rov? Isn't the Sanhedrin, which is in its place, kavua, and kol kavua should be kamechza almechza? So how are we ever able to follow the rove by Sanhedrin? So the Mordechai explains the dayanim are kavua. When they speak and when they enunciate their verdict, that is parish. The words are parish from their body, and therefore it's called a parish, meruba parish. But that's a very dochik pshat, that these people are sitting still, but when they speak, their words are a separate entity that's considered parish. So really what they say is, no, this is not a status. Rov and kol kavua come into play when there's a situation of suffix. And we don't know what the status of something is, and we need to know how to resolve a suffix. So there are two ways of resolving a suffix. One way is saying that we follow the rov. The other way is saying that we're going to view it as a 50-50. By the Dayanim, there's no situation of suffix. There are kamadeos. There are just many different viewpoints because there are 23 different Dayanim. So you're going to have 23 different views. So we tally the viewpoints, and then we're going to follow rov deos. It's not a question of a suffix where we're going to apply rov versus kol kavua. Rather, we're going to apply rov deos. Okay. So we, again, what we had said in the Gemara was that kol kavua kamechza al mechza will apply bein lekula bein lechumra. Says the Gemara, minale l'Rav Zeira ha. How does Rav Zeira know this halacha? How does he know this din? Ilem emitesha chanuyos, if he's going to learn it from the halacha of tesha chanuyos. Kula mokros basar shkuta. Nine of them sell kosher meat. Vachas basar nevela, and one of them sells treif meat. V'lokach meizem em v'niyadem eizem lokach. And you buy from one of them, but you don't know from which store you bought. Sveiko aser, the safek is going to be aser, because it's kol kabua kamechza al mechza. Uvenimsa halachach hararov. And however, if you find stam a piece of meat in the street, then it's going to be kosher, because then we're going to say that kol de parish, meruba parish. And here's how I know the concept of kol kabua kamechza al mechza. Hasam lechumra. That's a case of lechumra. So you told me that we follow kol kabua kamechza al mechza. Bein lekula, bein lechumra. So this is the case where we're following it lechumra. Where do I see that we follow it lekula? So says the Gemara, ela mitesha tzfardim. It's from a case of it's from a case of nine frogs. A frog is not a sheretz. A frog is therefore not tamei. The sheretz echa b'neim, and there's one sheretz among them. A sheretz is a tamei creature. And you touch one of them, but you don't know which one of them you touch. Sveiko tamei, the safek is going to be tamei because it's called kavua kamechza al mechza. Says the Gemara, asam nami lechumra. That's also a case of of chumra. And you're telling me that we paskin lekula and lechumra. So why? So we can't learn from this. The Rishonim are bothered. It's obvious that we can't learn from this, because isn't it obvious that this is a case of chumra? So we try bring a raya. We say you can't bring a raya from here because this is, bless you. You can't bring a raya from here because this is a case of chumra. So we invite to bring a raya from Sfardim, which is another case of chumra. So they explain, no, we're talking over here that there's that the iser that the din of kol kavua would apply both by iser v'heter and also by tuma and tara, because we can't learn tuma and tara from a case of Isser V'Heter, and therefore we would think maybe we need these two cases. So maybe these two cases are different. So true, even though they are different, so far we've seen the application twice, L'chumra. Ella, it's from the following case. Metisha Tzvardim, it's Vardeya Echad Beinayim. It's Tisha Shratzim, rather. It's from nine Shratzim, and one Svardeya among them, V'naga Be'echad Me'em, and you touch one of them, Enya De'abeze Me'em Naga, and you don't know which one you touch. Bershus HaYachid, Sveiko Tamei. Now we're going to follow the regular halachos of tuma, that we have a safek tuma because you don't know which one you touched. Safek tuma b'rishus hayachid is going to be tamei, b'rishus harabim sfek otar. However, safek tuma in b'rishus harabim, the safek is going to be tar. So and the din of safek tuma is shayach only where there is a 50-50 safek. Now, why do we consider this to be a 50-50 suffake? It's nine tamei and one tar. It's a 50-50 suffake because it's kol kavua. Kol kavua is kamechza al mechza. In order to say that it's a 50-50 suffake, so that a suffake tumer bershus harabim is going to be tar, that itself is an application of kol kavua lekula, because it's a kula. Because if I weren't viewing this as a 50-50 suffake, then it would be a rove, and then I'd have a problem. I wouldn't be able to say suffek tumah b'rishus harabim is tar. From the fact that I'm applying the principle of suffek tumah b'rishus harabim tar, this shows me that I'm saying kol kavua, even though it's a kula, because over here it's allowing us to apply the principle of suffek tumah b'rishus harabim being tar. Okay, the fundamental point, though, over here, is that the reason that we're going to say that kol kavua kamechza al mechza applies bein lekula bein lechumra is because it is a din d'oraisa. Says the Gemara, midoraisa minolan. Where do we see that there is a din d'oraisa about kol kavua kamechza al mechza? Some are cross, so the pasuk says, v'arav lo v'kama lov, that a person ambushes somebody and rises up over him, ad she yiskaven lo. That until he, in other words, a person's only going to be chayav for murdering somebody only if he's miskaven to actually kill him. So, Rabbanan Amri, Debei Rav Yanai, and the Rabbanan Debei Rav Yanai say that why do I need to learn, why do I need to be taught that a person is going to be chayav for killing somebody only when he intends to kill somebody? Because it comes to exclude the following case. Prat lezorek even lego. To exclude a person who throws a rock into a group of people. And that person is not going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, really? That person's not going to be chayiv? Hey, Kadami, what case are we talking about? if there were 9 goyim and 1 Jew among them, v'tepekle druba kananim. So say that the reason that the guy is not chayev is not because he doesn't have kavanah to kill a specific person. It's because most of the people there are kananim. The guy is not going to be chayev for killing a kanani. Therefore, he's not going to be chayev for throwing a rock into this group of people. So inami palgo palga, or even if you want to say that it's 5 kananim and 5 yisraelim suffik nefashos lahakel. So we say that Suffolk Nefashos is Lahakel, and therefore this is Suffolk Nefashos, because if we're going to render him Chayev, if we're going to say that he's Chayev for murder, we're going to put him to death, and that's a Suffolk Nefashos. And Rashi points out, Dini Nefashos Lahakel da Vitzilo Eda Ksiv, it says Vitzilo Eda, and that's why we're not going to say that he's Chayev when there are 5 Jews, and when there are five non-Jews there. So says the Gemara, that there were 9 Jews and 1 guy. Davile kanani kavua. The reason that you're going to be putter when you throw the rock into that group in that case, even though most of the people there are Jewish, you should be chayiv, because the odds are whoever you're killing is going to be a Jew. Oh, the kanani is standing still. The kol kavua kamechza al mechza dami. And kol kavua is kametsa mechza. And of course, this is a case of kol kavua being applied lakula, because if we're following the rove, if we're playing the odds, then I'd say you're chayev. But we're going to apply this rather as a case of kol kavua, and therefore kol kavua is kametsa mechza. And we apply this even by the din d'oraisa of killing somebody and whether the person is going to be chayev for killing. Okay, says the Gemara now 3 lines up from the bottom. Itmar Reb Chiya Barashi Amar Rav. Halacha k'Rav Yosi. The halacha is like Rav Yosi. Again, this is Rav Yosi in our Mishnah that there was a ma'isa betinoko sheyorda l'malos mayim. So the halacha is going to be like Rav Yosi. Rav Chanan bar Rava Amar Rav Haras Shah Haisa. No, that the Haras Shah, that our Mishnah was only a Haras Shah. In other words, the case in the Mishnah where we said that she's Kshera L'Kahuna, that doesn't mean that the halacha is always like that, that on the basis of 1 rove, and it's not really 1 rove, because we already saw in the Gemara that it's 2 roves, but the Gemara is now forgetting for a moment that we established that this is the case of 2 roves. So that's why the Gemara says that our Mishnah was a Haras Shah. In other words, in our Mishnah, the fact that we followed 1 rove was a rasha, that was a special circumstance. Really, we're going to require 2 robes, however. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Yirmiya, Uli Yuchsin Lobina and Shrei Rube. By Yuchsin, we don't require 2 robes, Vatnan, but we learn in the Mishnah, turning to Tesvava Mebez, Matza Batinok Mushlach, if you find an abandoned baby, Imrov Ovde Kachavim, Oved Kachavim. If most of the people in the city are Gayim, then this baby is considered to be a guy. Imrov Yisrael, Yisrael. If most of the people in the city are Jewish, then we consider this baby to be a Jew. Mechza, Mechza, Yisrael. If there's a 50-50 split between Jews and Goyim, then we consider the baby to be a Yisrael. V'yamarav, lo shanu elalach yoso. The only practical nafkamina, the only ramification of whether we're going to consider this baby a Goy or a Jew is whether there's a mitzvah to support the baby, to sustain the baby. Ava leyuchsin, but for yuchsin, lo. But for yuchsin, it is not enough that most of the people in the city are Jewish. For yuchsin, you require 2 roves, not only 1 rove. So says the Gemara, Shmuel amar lafakeach alav esagal. That the halacha that we are learning over here, in other words, whether we consider the baby a guy or a Jew, is whether you have to clear out a gal, whether you have to clear rubble on Shabbos, even if there's, God forbid, a building collapse, if you're allowed to clear the rubble in order to save the person. However, for Yuchsin, again, you require 2 robes. So how could you tell me that in our Mishnah, the halacha is like Rav Yosi, and it was a rasha? Why would he make this a rasha? I thought by yuchsin we always require 2 roves. Because as we said, he forgot the pshat that this Maisa took place during the travel season. And during the travel season, not only was there Rov of the Bnei Ha'ir, there was also Rov of the people from outside. And therefore, you're right, by Yuchsin we require two Rovs, but there were two Rovs here. So there were two Rovs, so you don't have to say that our Mishnah is a Hara Hashah, because our Mishnah is not violating any halachic principle. Rather, there were really two robes. Says the Gemara, well, the Rav Chanan bar Rava, the Amar Hara Shah, according to Rav Chanan bar Rava, who says that it was a Hara Shah, and that ordinarily speak, as according to the Rav Chanan bar Rava, says it was a Hara Shah, Kasheha, it's going to be a kasha. In other words, Rashi explains that according to the Manyamar, it says it was a rasha of awesome tre rube ave vakamar ha rasha isa avaladoros lobeina tre rube, that the rasha in the Mishnah was that we require two robes. But ordinarily speaking, we don't require two robes. It was only a rasha that we even require two robes. Kashaha derav the amar avaloyuchsin lo amarav tre rube bai. Over here, we just said that you always require two robes for yuchsin. So how can you tell me in the Mishnah, how can you tell me that in our Mishnah, which we've now established, was talking about a case where there was a double robe, that Mishnah was only a Hara Shah? The implication being, ordinarily speaking, you require only one robe. I thought you just told me in the Gemara that we always require two robes for yuchsin. So the fact that our Mishnah required two robes for yuchsin isn't a Hara Shah. That is an explication. That is an application of the regular halacha. So says the Gemara, Mandamasniha. You're right. That the one who learned this didn't learn that. In other words, if you're gonna say that Maila Labayuchsin and you always require two robes, then you have to explain our Mishnah as having taken place when there was only one robe. And the Hara Shah was that they matered her on the basis of one robe. Not that they matered her on the basis of two robes and they said that was an exception, that was Hara Shah. No, there was only one robe in the Mishnah. The Hara Shah was that they matered the girl even on the basis of only one robe. Because that was Hara Shah. Generally speaking, Ba'alma, we require two robes. That's the way we've been understanding it. Says the Gemara Navaiter, Gufa, Matzah Batinok Mushlach, if we find an abandoned baby, Imrov Ovde Kachavim Ovde Kachavim, we had said if most of the people in the city are Goyim, then this baby is considered to be a Goy. Imrov Yisrael Yisrael, if most of the people in the city are Jews, then this baby is considered to be a Jew. Mechzal Mechzal Yisrael, and if there's a 50-50 split, then the baby is also going to be considered to be a Jew. And Amar Rav, so we saw the Shita of Rav, Loshanu El Alachyoso, that only is as far as the obligation to support the baby and to raise the baby. Aval Yuchsin Lo. However, not for Yuchsin, and because for Yuchsin we were going to require two robes, as we've been saying the whole daf long. Ushmuel Amar Lefakeach Alav Esagal. And Shmuel says that this, that the Nafkamina is whether you're allowed to, to clear rubble on Shabbos in order to save the baby. We see that we are mechallel Shabbos even to save non-Jewish people. So why does it depend? Why does the status of whether we're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos to save the baby depend on whether this baby is a Jew or not? So the answer is that we're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos to save non-Jewish people. That's only because of chilul Hashem and Eva and ill will. But me'ikar adin, the only time you're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos is for a Jewish person. And that's why this person's status halachically, either as a Jew or a non-Jew, is going to make a difference. So says the Gemara, Amir Rishmuel Achi, but the Shmuel say this, Vamar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein holchem bepikuach nefesh achar harov, that we don't follow rov by pikuach nefesh. That in other words, that ein olchen achar rov, meaning that in a case of pikuach nefesh, we don't follow the rov. It doesn't matter whether there's rov goyim, rov Jew. Somebody's life is in danger. You save the person. You don't sit and calculate, trying to figure out the census in the city to see whether the odds are this baby's a Jew or a guy. What are you talking about? So says the Gemara. Hello, Kiyatmar de Shmuel, Areshetmar. Now, what Shmuel's statement was made on the Reisha. Imrov of the Kachavim of a Kachavim, that if most of the people in the city are Goyim, then this baby is considered to be a Goy as well. And Amar Shmuel, Lafakech Lafasagal, Enochim. That is only Lahach Yoso. That's only Lagabe the Halacha of whether we have an obligation to support and to sustain and to raise this baby. But Linyan Pakech Lafasagal, Enochim, Rashi explains the Afila Barov of the Kachavim Vafakin, the Ein Holchin Ba Acharov. Because by pikuach nefesh we don't follow the robe, so in either case you're gonna have to be mefakeach esagal even on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, imrov of the kachavim of the kachavim lemay hilchasa. So what's that halacha about? If most of the ovdei kachavim are ovdei kachavim, if most of the ovdei kachavim are, if most of the people in the city rather are ovdei kachavim, then we're going to consider this baby to be in an ovdei kachavim. What's the practical halacha? So we already gave one nafkamina in the Gemara. The one nafkamina we gave is whether you have to lachyosa, whether you have to support the baby. But the Gemara is now looking for an other nafkamina. So amar rapapa lachilo nevelos. So it's whether you're allowed to feed the baby treif, because if most of the people in the city are goyim, we could assume the baby is a goyish baby, and therefore you're allowed to feed the baby treif meat. Imrov Yisrael Yisrael amayil chasa. If most of the people in the city are Jewish, then this baby is considered to be a Jew as well. What is that halacha about? Amar Papa lahachzer lo aveda. In order to perform the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda by a Jew, and therefore we're going to have to be machzer his aveda. Rashi explains that this is a chiddush because we are being motzi the aveda from the guy who found it. The guy who found it is definitely a Jew. The person to whom you're returning the aveda to is Jewish only based on the odds, but still we're going to consider him to be a Jew, and we're going to require the fellow who found the aveda to return the aveda. So mechza al mechza Yisrael, if there's a 50-50 split in the census, then the baby's considered to be a Jewish baby. Lamai hilchasa. What is the halacha here? So I'm a Reish Lakesh linezikin. So Reish Lakesh says that the nafkamina is linezikin. So what does it mean by nezikin? So Rashi fills us in. So detnan babakama. So if four lines up from where they get wide, so it says detnan babakama. It says in babakama sharshel Yisrael shenagach lasharshel kanani potter. You have an ox owned by a Jew that gores an ox owned by a guy, Potter, there is no nezikin. There is no nezek that you have to pay. V'shorshal kanani shenagach l'shorshal Yisrael, bein tam bein mu'am mishalim nezek shalem. The flip side, if an ox owned by a guy gores an ox owned by a Jew, then the halacha is that the guy has to pay nezek shalem. Doesn't matter whether the shor is a shor tam or a shor mu'ad. All of the halachos of Shor Tam and Shor Mu'ad gores first three times, is considered to be a Tam. Then if it gores again, which is Chatzi Nezek, of course, then if it gores again, it's considered to be a Mu'ad and it pays Nezek Shalem. That's only for Jewish ox on Jewish ox violence. The Yisrael, Yisrael, Tam Meshalem, Chatzi Nezek, and Mu'ad Meshalem, Nezek Shalem. So that's only by a Jew. Okay, good. So that's the halacha. So the nafkamina as to whether we're going to consider the guy a Jew is a nafkamina to Nezikin. So says the Gemara, back in the Gemara. If one of our oxen, meaning an ox owned by a Jewish owned ox, gores an ox owned by this guy, why do we say that we consider him to be a Jew so that we have to pay him? Why don't we say to him, I see Raya the Yisrael at, you bring a Raya that you're a Jewish person, v'shakol, and then you could take, because amotzi mechavero, alav araya. So we're not going to follow the odds, we're not going to blindly follow the odds and say that we have to pay him if our ox gores his ox. It's going to be amotzi mechavero alav araya. He's going to have to bring a Raya that he's a Jew. So lo tzricha, denachi turididei leturididon. His ox gores our ox. So palga mishalim. So he's going to have to pay only half because he's going to say he's a Jew and his ox is a shor tam, and a shor tam only pays chatzi nezek, v'idach palga, and as to the other half, we're going to say, no, you're a guy, and therefore if the guyish-owned ox gores a Jewish-owned ox, he has to pay nezek shalem, but he's going to be able to say, amar lehu, I see raya delav Yisrael ana v'aton lehu. You bring a raya that I'm not a Jew, and then I'll give you the other chatzi nezek, because now the amotzi mechavero olav haraya, it's on us to bring a raya, because we're the ones who are being toein
that he owes us Nezek Shalem. He's saying, no, that I'm considered to be a Jew because Mechza Mechza, and therefore the baseline, the assumption is that I'm Jewish. You have to bring a raya that I'm not a Jew, and then you're going to be able to collect Nezek Shalem from me. Hadron Alech Basula Nisseis. Tomorrow, God willing, we will begin the second parak of Neseches Ksubas. I hope everybody has a great day.